This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. So here we go again, friends. Yesterday I told you about my conversation that I had with the Postmaster General. Well, I go back into the post office this morning, and again, as usual, everything's business as usual in my community, friends. No one's acting like a bunch of whack jobs out of Australia that the American media has continuously played fighting over toilet paper. By the way, did you know that? What the media's been pushing on the airwaves is these women, three women fighting over a couple cubes of toilet paper. That video's from Australia, friends, just for the record. How easily the sheep are led. So I'm in the post office this morning, and I see this guy that, well, I've seen him several times before. I don't know him good enough to actually have coffee with him, but I know him good enough to say hello, how are you, so on and so forth. As I was doing that, it just clicked into me because I noticed he was standing about 5 or 6 feet away from me. And I said, you know, did you know that 94% of the American people don't believe the media? And he just kind of looked at me and agreed with me. Of course, nobody believes the media. And then I said, you know, that government that everybody complains about over and over and over and over again, I said to the guy. Right? And he kind of chuckles, yeah, nobody believes those guys, do they? I said, no, they don't believe the media, and they don't believe, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, they don't believe the media, and they don't believe the government until they tell the American people that there's a virus, and they've got to come in and take control over it. And folks, it was just like he was dumbfounded. He never thought that through. He didn't realize the information, the way he was acting, was in accordance with the media and the government that he didn't believe in. Oh my goodness, friends. Did you know that emergencies have always been the pretext on which the safeguards of individual liberty have been eroded? Let me say that again. Emergencies have always been the pretext on which the safeguards of individual liberty have been eroded. You know, this last week, just doing a little bit of a recap here for you, it's interesting that in 2000, the Y2K was going to destroy everything. Do you all remember that? Do you remember in 2001 how anthrax was going to kill us? It was going to take us all out. And then the same mainstream media, and in hand in glove with the corrupt officials, as you call them, friends, they're representatives. They're not leaders. They're not officials. They're representatives of we the people, right? They derive their powers from we the people. They work for us, right, friends? Remember, they, hand in glove with the media, corrupt politicians, told us that in 2002 the West Nile virus is going to kill us all. And then in 2003, we were told SARS was going to kill us all. Yeah, friends, this is true. Remember all of this? You know, some people are probably hitting their heads saying, oh, I totally forgot about that. Thank you for the wake-up call. Yeah, that's my job. Remember in 2005, we were told by the same politicians and the same mainstream media that doesn't have a history of telling the truth, but playing the propagandists and the useful idiots in the hands of their puppet masters? You know what I'm talking about, right? Remember in 2006 we were told that the E. coli is going to kill us all. Did I forget 2005 where the bird flu was going to kill us all? Did I forget to tell you about the 2008 financial clap that was going to destroy the economy? Right? It's all fear-driven, friends, to corral you into their new system. Okay? Here's another one for you. Do you remember in 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us all? Remember this? Whoa! My goodness, I totally forgot about that, Brad. 2012, the Mayan calendar was predicting the world's ending. And who was right there to promulgate that message more than the mainstream media? Nobody. Remember in 2013, we were told by corrupt politicians and warmongers, right? And the mainstream media is useful idiots that North Korea was going to cause World War III. Remember all of this, right? Always keeping us in a perpetual state of fear, aren't they? Yep. Remember in 2014, the Ebola virus was going to kill us all. Ooh, right? And in 2015, we were told that ISIS is going to kill us all. Don't forget about that one, friends, because you have 35 jihadi camps in America today, okay? But that's all a thing of the past now concerning the four-day nation, because the American people are distracted on the clowns in the circus of politics and what fear-mongering that they're now throwing on them. What's the new burden they're casting on we the people? Read Jeremiah 5:21, okay? Jeremiah 5:21, read it when you get a moment. Do you remember in 2016, the Zika virus was going to kill us all? Ooh, yeah, I remember all of that. Now in 2020, you can fill in the gap between 2016 and 2020, friends. Oh, there was emergencies throughout the timeline between 2016 and 2020. Now today, the coronavirus is going to kill us mysteriously out of nowhere. Little did the American people know that. Bill Gates was talking about this back in 2015. I'll play the audio for you, either on the first hour or the second hour today. Little did the American people know that they can't define what the virus is concerning Donald Trump's appointed top official, concerning the DHS who swore to protect the American people. And when he was grilled this last week, he couldn't define. He couldn't answer the questions. He left everybody stunned. But now, out of nowhere, they have this mysterious cure for a virus, friends, that they cannot define. Hey, friends, did you expect the government to come in and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come in. We're going to send in our agencies that we've created over the last how many decades in this country, and we're going to begin to slowly implement more control over the serfs. You know what the serfs are, right, friends? Tasks, they are the laborers under the taskmaster. They're slaves. They're maintaining the fields for their master. Right? That's what they want you to believe that you are. They want you to believe that you work for them rather than them working for you. Do you not see it in full real-time play today, America? Because it's all there right before your eyes. Hey, folks, they're talking about quarantining, right? They're talking about military on the streets, right? How did you expect they were going to do this? Do you see what they're doing? Do you see how they're rolling this out? Are things getting better, friends, or are they getting worse? My message always has been and always will be, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. What we're going to be talking about today is time to quarantine the politicians and the mainstream media's propagandists in obedience and in accordance with U.S. constitutional enumerated laws, so 95% of our problems will go away. How does that sound? That's what we're going to be talking about on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's also 13 articles written every day from culture warriors, from constitutional attorneys to preachers of the day, to culture warriors that are giving you the absolute truth according to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. If you're looking for the resolve, that is the outlet you want to go to, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go to the right side of the page, click us on YouTube, join us on live chat. I love my friends' input. It's great stuff, and they often throw things in there that are just great to add to the conversation. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Also, jump over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page. Just click us on and join us on live chat. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you. Pro or con, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. You get it. John 14:6, as I said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We are doing what the church is supposed to do. We are preaching the gospel. And, folks, we are addressing the issues because it is applicable, the Word of God is, to every issue that man faces. If you want the answers, go to the Word of God. He will give you the answers. But again, meet him on his terms, and he's more than willing to do it because we serve a merciful God. But also keep in mind, friends, that he is a faithful judge, and he's known by the judgments that he executes, okay? You know, it's true that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. We started talking about this a week and a half ago concerning the coronavirus, what it was all about. And I said, what we're going to find is the pill in the jam. We're going to find out if this crisis is man-made or if it is an actual virus. And what I'm talking about is history teaches us that those that come in and play the problem solver and just mysteriously have the answer history teaches us that oftentimes they are the ones that actually created the problem. There's so many different stories we could tell and testimonials concerning the very issue and highlighting what history does teach us. And if we don't learn from history, guess what, friends? History is going to repeat itself, and it's exactly what's happening today. Now, with all of that said, I want people to understand my objective here is to hear the voice of God and everything that's going on. Because there's so many different versions of what people are hearing. Some people say, you know what, I'm getting this directly from the government, I'm getting this directly from the agencies. Well, keep in mind, the government keeps control over agencies by compartmentalizing them. So this agency doesn't know what this agency is doing, and then this agent over here doesn't know what this agency is doing. That's how they keep control over the people, okay? And people need to figure this out, okay? Why do we have all these agencies? Why is everybody confused? Well, it's confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. When you read the prophets, you will see this over and over and over again. What we're dealing with today. When a nation refuses to repent before God, he begins to drop his judgments upon them. In other words, he's going to get your attention one way or another. Now, I say this because yesterday I was highlighting the book of Amos and how the book of Amos starts out talking about, because you did this, I'm going to judge you for this. And he goes on, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, because you did this, I'm going to judge you for that. And by the way, I want everybody to keep in mind, this word of judgment coming from Amos is applicable to the kings and the princes first and foremost. But keep in mind, the kings and the princes during that time of King Jeroboam, when Amos was on the scene as the prophet, the burden bearer, keep in mind, friends, it was the people that allowed the kings and the princes to do the things that they did. Okay? God judged those nations because of what the people allowed the kings and the princes to do. It's the same thing happening here. As a matter of fact, if you go to a more current government, and I'm not talking about in our century, I'm talking about centuries past, but the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people didn't deal with corrupt politicians. Now, what I want to talk about today is time to quarantine the politicians and the mainstream media's propagandists, because then and only then, that is obedience to God, okay? 95% of our problems are going to go away instantaneously. Why? Because we're obeying God's commandments in doing so, okay? The voice of God right now is, listen, if you're not going to listen to my chastisements, like I'm sharing with you right now, Amos 1, Amos 2, Amos 3, then what's going to happen is he's going to drop a plumb line, just like he did with Amos. And the Lord asked Amos, what do you see? He says, I see a plumb line, Lord. And they use these for building. The contractors use them, and they drop straight down, okay, to help build things straight up. And to be exact, he said, I'm no longer going to pass by these people anymore. I'm going to begin to judge these people according to their sins. As a matter of fact, he goes on and says, tell them people to prepare to meet thy God, okay? And when you look in Leviticus 26 and you go to Deuteronomy 28, folks, you see the blessings, but you also see more curses than you do the blessings. And notice the curses were amen, okay? Not the blessings. That's how backwards the American people are today. But understand that the Lord said what we're dealing with today in the present are God's clear judgments upon a nation that refuses to be chastised. And if they're going to refuse to be chastised, he says, now I'm going to bring in judgments. And he said, if you don't listen to me for these judgments, then I'm going to bring them in seven times worse. Okay? Hey, folks, I said yesterday on the show, I said on yesterday's show, it's amazing how when people get in trouble, I'm the first person they want to call. Why? Hey, Bradley, what's going on? Hey, Bradley, what does the Word of God say about this? It says what it always said. It's the same thing he said 5 years ago and the same thing he said 15 years ago and 1,000 years ago and 5,000 years ago. His Word hasn't changed because he hasn't changed, okay? And it's easy to see. Like when you go into a mall, you can see the mall map and it says, you are here. Knowing the scriptures shows you where you are at. And I want to say to the church, today, it's not for the church to throw its hands up in the air and worship God while disobeying him and keeping his commandments, okay? It's not for the church to hope to be raptured from responsibility because that's unscriptural, It is for the church to occupy. It is for the church to repair. Just like Martin Luther said, the great reformist, back in the 1500s, he said, listen, if today was the last day, he said, I would still plant an apple tree. Okay? We have to stay busy regardless of what is happening. But I'm here to tell you scripturally, friends, what is happening to this country. We are in trouble with the Lord because of what we've allowed our politicians to do to other nations, as well as to 60 million babies in our own country, as to what they're advocating, to what God clearly condemns. The list goes on. We're on judgment, and we're under the judgments of God, America, because of what you allow corruption to do to the rest of us. For what you allow them to do to our posterity. For what you allow them to do to the innocent in the womb. Friends, nobody's attacking you more in this country than corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media. I've told you this a million times. That's why we're in trouble. We better take heed to the Word of God and keeping His commandments. I shared with you yesterday, just 2 days ago, I watched the true story, probably for the 10th time, of Oliver Cromwell. And Oliver Cromwell was a military leader back in Ireland and in Scotland. And there was a king, King Charles, who would not be ruled by God. There's more to the story, but I'm giving you the pith and marrow of the story. King Charles got to the point where his people began to stand up to him and say, wait a second, you're not ruling according to the Word of God. You're not ruling according to the laws of Ireland and Scotland. So the king, what he did is he went to foreign armies because what he wanted to do is create war against his own people, create a civil war, much of what we're seeing today in America. But I'm going to tell you what Cromwell did. The righteous in Ireland and Scotland rose up concerning the corrupt king, and I'm telling you the story of King Charles, and they dealt with the king by beheading the king. Now, I can just hear this. Oh, Bradley's calling for the beheading of the President of the United States of America. No, I am calling for the fullest extent in the enforcement of the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 3, Section 3, concerning the acts of treason that how many of our politicians are acting out upon, enacting upon us on a 24/7 basis. All day long, friends. They're committing the act of treason. Folks, selling uranium ore to the Chinese, Harry Reid, to the Russians, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, giving guns to the Mexicans and then blaming the American people. Folks, I mean, this is just insanity. Opening our floodgates to Middle Eastern people that mean to conquer who we are. Folks, that is the definition of treason. But here, I want to tell you the end of the story. Cromwell began to rule according to God's moral law, canon law, ecclesiastical law, and the laws of Ireland and Scotland to keep the people free. You know, the great wonder is, how is it that the majority of the people in America today allow 545 people to corrupt 325.7 million people? You tell me which one makes sense, friends. It's time to get back to God's moral law and enforce it against these treasonous criminals. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. Negotiations this morning launched with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Schumer, and senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House President Trump welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cities to listen to what you have to say. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Doing a great job down there, GCN. I appreciate you guys, as do I appreciate Judah behind the board for sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just had... ask me, what's the difference between what Cromwell did and what Edmund Burke stated about good men doing nothing? Well, Cromwell did it. He actually practiced what he preached. I respect Edmund Burke. Don't get me wrong. He's the guy that said, listen, tyrants rule through policy because subjects become rebels to principle. The guy was, he was intellectually a giant. And you can tell that he thought things through for the common sense interpreters. And I'm talking about the common man. But also keep in mind, Edmund Burke, he stated, good men do nothing. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. He's exactly right. But the problem is good men don't allow evil to prevail. So he was wrong. Okay. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. There's a lot of people that have deceived themselves into believing that they're good men, but the fact of the matter is if they're not fighting against sin, talking about time to quarantine It is for the American people to do just that. Why? Because 95% of your problems would go away instantaneously. Remember what F.A. Hayek said. Emergencies have always been... They keep talking about these executive orders. I'm curious, friends. Can we get one of these governors to call in and show me where they derived that delegated authority to implement that which runs in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution? It's null and void. Carry out on the streets. That's what's happening. You're being tested right now, America. You are. To that, I want to play some audio. I want you to listen. Same government and the mainstream media that has been lying to you for decades are the same ones that are now pushing the coronavirus hysteria. Now, this is the question I have to ask you. What? Now, all of a sudden, they're telling you the truth? Well, that'll be the first time they've ever done that. Hey, folks, out of nowhere, they have a possible cure for the coronavirus, right? It's kind of funny how all of that works, isn't it? Not really, due to the fact that we know, once again, that we are being lied to by those who are to represent us. Read Ephesians 4:14. Because, friends, they knew all about this early on. They're acting right now like this just came out of nowhere. No. I got audio that proves otherwise. Yesterday on my radio show, we took the time to play some audio from Donald Trump's top advisor, okay? His top advisor, his coronavirus task force, DHS top advisor, concerning the coronavirus. He ended up stunning everyone on the committee that was allegedly grilling him and questioning him, and they were stunned because of his lack of knowledge concerning the virus. Listen to this guy, friends. Has he convinced you?
The American people deserve some straight answers on the coronavirus. And Senator, I'm not getting them from you. How many cases of coronavirus do we have right now in the United States?
Well, we have 14 cases plus an additional, I believe it's 20 or 30 some odd cases that we have repatriated back into the U.S. from a number of cruise ships.
And how many are you anticipating?
Again, we're working with HHS to determine that.
How many are you anticipating?
We do anticipate the number will grow. I don't have an exact figure for you, though.
Do you have an estimate? Is someone modeling that? Do you have any way of guessing?
Again, HHS, through their medical professionals.
Well, yes,
are...
sir, but you're head of Homeland Security.
Yes, sir.
Your job is to keep us safe.
Yes, sir.
Do you know today how many the experts are predicting?
We only know that, again, we anticipate those numbers to grow in the U.S. That's why we're making sure that our operations, again, at our airports, land ports, and elsewhere are flexible.
But you can't tell us how many your models are anticipating.
No, Senator. Again, I would defer you to the Health and Human Services for that.
Okay. Don't CDC. You think you ought to check on that?
We will.
As the head of Homeland Security?
Absolutely. And again, we have task force members that are working this on every day.
I'm all for committees and tasks.
So we're coordinating with them to make sure that our operations...
You're the secretary. I think you ought to know that answer.
I understand that.
How is the coronavirus transmitted?
Through a variety of ways. Obviously, human to human. We've seen that. And again, we're making sure that those procedures, as they come into the U.S., are medically screened so that we can identify those...
How
folks.
Is it transmitted?
A variety of different ways, Senator.
Tell me what they are.
Again, human to human is what we've primarily
human
seen.
Human to human, how?
Being in the same vicinity. Physical contact is usually what we've seen from the medical cases that we've seen here in the U.S. We've had several, I think two to three human to human cases that have showed up here in the U.S. So it's those that
wow.
are closest to those individuals that have that human contact.
What's the mortality rate so far? Nationwide,
I believe it,
worldwide.
Worldwide, I believe it's under 2%.
How much under 2%?
I'll get you an exact figure.
He doesn't know.
With CDC on their monitoring the worldwide mortality rate.
This is what the people are freaking out about.
For you.
And this guy doesn't know.
Mortality rate today.
It changes daily, Senator.
Well, I understand.
This reminds me of the whole Health Care Act, right? Obamacare, when they sold it to the American people.
It was as high as three. Numbers were recalculated based on reporting from China.
Is it between 1.5% and 2%?
It's between 1.5% and 2%.
Okay, what's the mortality rate for influenza over the last, say, 10 years in America?
It's also right around that percentage as well. I don't have that offhand, but
doesn't have it offhand.
Right around 2% as well.
Look at all the fear they have on hand, friends.
A little bit, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so here, just let's cut it there. You can watch this live on sonsoflibertymedia.com. All of a sudden, the government cares for the people. Friends, consider the source. This is his top coronavirus task force representative. Folks, he's the one, the director. He's the one that's supposed to be protecting the American people. He doesn't know. Man, it's amazing with what he doesn't know, what all of a sudden his top guy doesn't know, but here the president assembles a coronavirus task force. He puts military on the streets. Governors do. Now we have governors shutting down interstates, restaurants, and stores, and this guy can't even answer or define the very virus that these people are throwing on the American people, fueling it along with the mainstream media concerning the hysteria and pandemonium. Mayors are shutting down gun and ammo sales. Oh, by the way, gun sales are up, Americans, 276%, just so you might know. Not everybody's as stupid as the ones that the media uses to instill fear into the rest of us. Just for the record, 276%, okay? Now there's talks of vaccination testing in America. We're a step beyond that now. They just mysteriously came up with what they believe is a cure to the virus that they cannot define. And people are freaking out, right? I don't know where they're at. I haven't seen them yet. We just, those people that are watching TV, they're the only ones that are freaked out right now, okay? But keep in mind, that's why they have everybody quarantined at home to the best of their ability right now. It forces them to watch television so they can continuously propagandize the people and instill fear to paralyze them before a government that wants more control. That's what's happening, for the record. That is what's happening, okay? These are the judgments of God, for the record. It includes the bad guys. They just don't know it yet. Okay? The CDC comes out, recommends 50 people or more not to congregate over the next few weeks. In Louisiana, friends, my friend just down south just sent me some information over how the police went inside of a local church in Louisiana who said, no, the government's not going to come in and tell me how to run my congregation. They came in and shut it down. Since where did they derive that delegated authority from, friends? This is the church's business, not the government's. Read Psalm 91. Folks, it's one thing after another. And again, as I said during the beginning of the week, I asked the question to my listeners and to my readers, what's the pill in all of this jam? What is it? I mean, again, keep in mind who's pushing and inducing the pandemonium, the frantic fear and hysteria. This is all about corralling the people into more government control. Mark my words. Mark my words. Because they're pushing it to vaccinations right now. Well, that's not good enough, Bradley. Well, folks, listen, I can't take my eyes out and put them in your head so you can see. Nor can I do that with my ears. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. Friends, I mean, what's taking place here is you have a government spraying chemtrails down on the American people. Okay, if there is a virus, then they need to validate the virus and prove the virus, but they can't do that thus far. But they've already got the people in America, a good portion of them, so brainwashed into believing their lies that they're scared to death of what may happen to them. Wait a second. Who's creating the crisis? Who's creating the problem? Friends, who is creating the problem? It's a simple question. They're the ones coming in playing the problem solver right now. I want you to consider the source as to who's telling you that they have the answers concerning the crisis, that you can trust them. But listen, we just what they're not saying, and they're saying it loud and clear to those that are paying attention. Hey, listen, we just want you to cry out for more government intervention. That's what they want. They want you to cry out for more government intervention. Wait a second. Really what it comes down to is the separation of the sheep and the goats. Who's crying out to the Lord and who's crying out to the government?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
866-582-9933. Check the connection, Sam. GCN, check the connection. Said it's getting a little flaky. Wanted to share with you, friends. Again, you can't make up what's going on here. It's going to get better. I got new information today, friends. You guys do know that Bill Gates was forecasting all this about vaccinations and a possibility of a virus that could just wipe out 10 million people at a time, right? Oh, and just think, 5 years later, there it is. Did you know they were talking about this in 2014 as well, friends, on top of all of the other information I've given you? Well, what I want you to think about is this. These are the people that are saying, just trust us. We know best. Consider their long history of continuously lying to the American people. That's what I want you to think about right now. These are the ones that are telling you that there's a virus. And what we're seeing is creeping what? There's a siege going on in the United States of America. A creeping military presence with more dictatorial powers that are created out of thin air. That, folks, in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution, they have no authority doing the same things that they're doing today. In so many different ways. This is the same government, friends, that continuously attempts to mandate dangerous vaccinations. By the way, several state-mandated vaccinations have been basically stripped away from the government. Why? Because the people stood up and protested them. This is just recently, by the way. Okay, this is the same government that has been found to spray chemicals down upon the masses. They're doing it again today in Minnesota. This is the same government that has been found to spray chemtrails down upon the masses in populated areas without congressional oversight. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. It's where we're at today. This is a judgment of God specifically. I was in an airplane one time going to Nashville with a friend of mine who is a pilot for Delta. And while we were flying, I noticed another airplane at a distance that was spraying chemicals out of both sides of his airplane. And this is when I was new to all of these conspiracies, not theories, but conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9, that were in fact taking place in this country. And I asked my friends, and I knew what they were, but I wanted to see what he thought. And I said to him, hey, what is that coming out of those wings over there? And he looked at me. He looked a little bewildered, maybe a little startled, maybe a little bit of fear in his eyes. And he said to me, Bradley, I've been he was a F-16 pilot in the military for years. He was a veteran 20-some years. He looked at me and he said, I don't know what those are, he said, but I know that they're not contrails. Well, we do know what they are because we played the audio for you from a local outlet who did a great job. Every once in a while, they blurt out the truth in their confusion, and they did a great job concerning chemtrails, okay? And what they found being sprayed down on the people. This is a fact, okay? This is the same government that's telling you that there's a coronavirus right now that is attempting to disarm you, just for the record, okay? Not coming for your guns since the incumbency of Donald Trump. Matt Agarus wrote, not coming for your guns since Parkland shooting. 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws, for those that didn't know, under a majority of Republican governors. Hey, folks, they're on the same team. It's unconstitutional, okay? And also keep in mind, friends, this is the same government, when exposed for some sort of scandal, garners the support of their hellions to help cover them up, which will never happen, and that without consequence to the very laws that they swore to uphold. We just found out, by the way, side note, that Donald Trump's administration, his Department of Justice, is helping cover for, this is a judicial watch, helping cover for Hillary Clinton not to have to give any sort of reply concerning Judicial Watch's indictment concerning the emails that she, in fact, erased. Donald Trump's DOJ is helping her do just this, friends. It was just reported this last week. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You will find it. Okay? And keep in mind, this is also the same government that lies to you day in and day out, brought to you by the mainstream media, friends. Whatever they say, they're what are they doing? They're promulgating that information to the masses. Okay, that's why everybody's confused, by the way. There's so many different stories taking place right now in this country. It's just it really is astounding, to say the least. And now they're telling us that what's going on here is for, it's sold to us for our care and our safety. Okay, folks, I'm telling you, just wait. I got some new information here, and I'm actually anticipating getting to it right now. On top of what I'm telling you, if that's still not good enough for you as to what's going on, question the origin and the authenticity of what's going on. Absolutely question it without a shadow of a doubt. Look what's happening. Look how they're rolling it out. Okay, they're getting away with what you're letting them get away with, friends. I told you again this last week. I'm doing a recap, friends. Ron Paul commented this week on an article. This is Ron Paul, who sat in government for how many decades in the United States government? Many believe to look at Ron Paul as a righteous representative, okay? It's not the word of God, but this is the truth of the matter and what he wrote. He said, governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. What are they doing? It's for our care. It's for our safety. It's for our care. It's for our safety. Let that get in there, because I'm going to tell you something about Nancy Pelosi in just a couple minutes here. Our care. It's for our safety, right? He said, Ron Paul did, after 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. Keep in mind, that was signed, I have audio, we played it, where a representative came forward and said they passed the bill at 3:30 in the morning after the two towers were dropped. It was called the Patriot Act. Not one representative, listen to me carefully, not one representative read the Patriot Act. It should rightly be defined as the act of tyranny, but this is how the government sells it to you. Open the bill, friends, and you'll understand who's lying to you. Ron Paul goes on. He said, it's ironic to see the same said people who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the American administration, right, grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. Ron Paul said this. Okay. Do I go there? Yeah, I got to go there. Because I just got to fill in the blanks, friends. This is how I roll. This is what's flowing through me. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. We all seen just a couple days ago the arch enemy sold to you as the arch enemy of Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, demanding that Donald Trump take forth his powers. In other words, make it a dictatorial power. Pelosi, Trump should assume dictatorial powers now. This is all as to what's happening. Friends, you're getting a double message constantly. Again, I don't want to go back to the fact that the left and right are put up. They win every time they're on the same team, America. When is it that the American people are going to figure that out? It's unconstitutional. They're not on different teams, friends. They're on the same teams. Ron Paul said it's ironic to see the same people who tried to impeach him all of a sudden tell the president and his administration to grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus. Who wins? They do. They do, friends. He said, declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus. Oh, wait until you see their hypocrisy, friends. Hour two. I'm anticipating this information. This new information. Again, listen carefully. He now claims, Donald Trump says, he claims to have the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus as political rights stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of contagious disease. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or state. Really? Wow, that's pretty crazy. Hey, Mr. President, I know that you don't know what it says in there. You're just doing what you're told to do. We all get that. You're the point man. You're the chief clown in the circus. We understand that. But where did you get that authority to do so? I don't know. You know, these guys on the Bilderberger group, they just told me what I was supposed to do. You know, they just, whatever they tell me to do, I do. You think that's far-fetched, friends? Keep in mind what that of Bill Clinton said back in the 90s when asked the question. He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. You know what? He's exactly right. And so am I. Because it's my father that's in control of all of it. We're either under the blessings or we're under the curses of God. Period. There is no in-betweenites. Okay? The bad guys right now think they're having their way. They're not having their way. They're being used for the downfall of their own country. The ship that they mean to sink is the one that they're going to sink with. They haven't figured this out. Oh, how little of history do these men know. 10 out of 10 die, don't they? Yep, they do. And riches profit not in the day of wrath. What are they going to do? It's certain they came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that they're going to go out. What are they going to do? They're going to add a luggage rack to their hearse, friends, on the way out, or what? Give me a break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, hour two coming up on the other side.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.